Isaiah chapter 1. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have raised sons and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's stall, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Alas, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed acting wickedly, sons acting corruptly. They have deserted the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They have drawn back. Why should you be struck any more? You would add to the apostasy. Every head is ailing and every heart is faint. From the sole of the foot to the head, there is no health in it, but bruising and scars and raw wounds. They have not been bathed and they have not been bound up and they have not been dressed with oil. Your land is a desolation. Your cities have been burned with fire. As for your land in front of you, foreigners are devouring it, and it is a desolation as overthrown by foreigners. And the daughter of Zion is left like a shed in a vineyard, like a shack in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. If the Lord of hosts had not left us a very small remnant, we would be like Sodom. We would resemble Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you leaders of Sodom. Listen to the word of our God, you people of Gomorrah. To what end is the abundance of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I am replete with burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fatted calves, and I do not take pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and he-goats. When you come to see my face, I will ask, who requested this on your part, to trample over my courtyards? Do not bring a vain meal offering any more. Incense is an abomination to me. I cannot bear the new moon and the Sabbath, or the convening of a convocation. They are iniquity, as is the solemn assembly. My being hates your new moons and your festivals. They are a burden on me, which I am weary of bearing. And when you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you make much prayer, I will not hear it. Your hands are full of blood. Wash, cleanse yourselves, banish evil from your works in my sight. Cease doing wrong. Learn to do good, seek justice, succour the oppressed, give the orphan justice. Defend the case of the widow. Come now, and let us come to a settlement, says the Lord. Even if your sins are as scarlet, they will become as white as snow. Even if they are as red as the cochineal worm, they will become like wool. If you are willing and you are heedful, you will eat the goodness of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be consumed by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. How did the faithful city become a prostitute? She was full of justice. Righteousness used to dwell in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross. Your liquor has been adulterated with water. Your officials are recalcitrant and are friends of thieves. Each one loves bribes and pursues corrupt payments. They do not give the orphan justice, and the case of the widow does not reach them. That is why, says the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, alas, I will rid myself of my adversaries, and I will avenge myself on my enemies. And I will draw my hand over you, and refine your dross, as is done with potash, and I will remove all your tin. And I will restore your judges, as in the beginning, and your counsellors, as at the start. After that you will be called the City of Righteousness, the Faithful Town. Zion will be redeemed justly, as will those returning to her righteously. And it will be the demise of transgressors and sinners together, whilst those who abandon the Lord will be annihilated. for they will be ashamed of the terebinths which you delighted in, and you will be ashamed of the parks which you were partial to. For they will be like a terebinth whose leaves are withering, and like a park which has no water. And he who is strong will be like hemp fibres, and his work will be tinder to a spark, and both will burn together, and there will be no one to put them out.